Let's talk about Michael Edwards, MICHAELEDWARDS. He was born 8/1/57, was seen 9/4. Let's see. So he was born 57. So he's a 68-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of cerebral infarction unspecified. Michael's complaining of increased back pain, leg pain related to his stroke. He has a left-sided weakness. He states that he has severe spasm, used to take Tramadol, but has not been taking the Tramadol for some time, period. He would like to get started back on Tramadol at this time. He's had decreased appetite, decreased weight. He was taking Ensure to help him with his appetite, but he's not taking that anymore. He has increased bouts of confusion, weakness, and increased dysarthric speech, period. His LMAC was 29 centimeter. His vitals, O2-side was 94%. On room air, blood pressure is 107/77. Pulse is 98. He continues to have left-sided weakness. He also states that Tramadol has helped him. Lidoderm patches have helped his back pain as well, and would like to get some more Lidoderm patches, period. Mr. Edwards, other comorbidities include diabetes, hyperlipidemia, BPH, PTSD, myelopathy, and muscle wasting, period. Actually, his MAC is 26 centimeter. He started with a MAC of 28 centimeter at the time of admission. Other findings today are weakness, increased confusion, increased pain, as was mentioned. Patient has a PPS of 40%. Requires help with all ADL, wears adult diaper with bowel and bladder incontinence. He does have dysphagia score of 2. Hence the reason for weight loss. And let's see if there's anything else I want to say about him. He is mainly bedbound. He is able to get in a chair with the help of two people. He most likely has sleep edema, edematous of the lower extremity related to right-sided heart failure as well, with the help of the new blood pressure medication. His blood pressure appeared to be much better controlled at this time. He continues to have choking episodes and related to his dysphagia and related to his stroke.